Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 14 regarding Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-E-N, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. Brandon Lopez is a 30-year-old male who reports he injured his neck, left back, and arm on 9-10-20 while at work. He was using a shovel to scrape out clay from shelves in a cage. Apparently, some of these were as tall as his head. Apparently, he experienced a sharp pain in his back in the upper and mid portion afterwards. But he went to MedExpress urgent care. Apparently, he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of two bulging discs in his neck. Apparently, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, paragraph, Mr. Lopez was seen at MedExpress on 9-10-20 for an injury to the left side of his neck. Apparently, he stated when he tried to shovel, he was pulling heavy metal off of a truck that morning when he felt a slight pain in the neck and left shoulder and upper back. Apparently, when he tried to shovel, the pain got worse. Apparently, he had no numbness or tingling. Apparently, he was examined and diagnosed with an upper back strain for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period. On 10-3-20, he was seen at another urgent care by Dr. Whiting, W-H-I-T-I-N-G. Period. He had last been there on 9-21-20, reporting no improvement. Period. He was scheduled for physical therapy to begin in 2 days. His diagnosis was that of cervical radiculopathy. Apparently, paragraph. On 10-26-20, the petitioner was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Barr. Period. His diagnostic assessment was cervical sprain, noting x-rays of the cervical spine were reportedly normal. He referred the petitioner for an MRI of the cervical spine. This was done on 11-3-20 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Barr reviewed these results with him on 11-17-20 and sent him to a pain specialist for a cervical epidural injection. But he also prescribed Neurontin. Period. New paragraph, he was then seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser, beginning 12-3-20, period. On 2-10-21, he performed a cervical epidural injection, period. He saw Dr. Pulser through 2-24-21. When he was taking hydrocodone, acetaminophen, Xanaflex, and Mobic, period. He related the injection gave him relief of his arm pain, but his neck and shoulder blade pain continued. Period. He returned to Dr. Barr on 3-22-21, period. Physical exam once again shows his motion was 80% of normal and he was neurologically intact. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of symptomatic herniated disc at C6-7, for which he recommended neurosurgical second opinion. Period. New paragraph. This was conducted by Dr. Mager, M-E-A-G-H-E-R, on 4-16-21. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. His assessment was also cervical radiculopathy, for which he recommended physical therapy. Period. He followed up with Dr. Mager over the next several weeks, running through 6-15-21. period. On that occasion, he intended to release Brandon to work without restrictions, but there was no work for him to return to. Period. He was now considered at maximum medical improvement from his left C6-7 disc herniation and cervical radiculopathy. Period. Physical exam found positive Sperling sign on the left. Period. Triceps reflexes appeared decreased but symmetric. For the remaining reflexes were 2+ and symmetric. Brady had subtle weakness in his left triceps, but otherwise had 5/5 strength in all other major muscle groups. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal hinge wrist elbows, phalanx maneuver on the left, elicited numbness in the posterior aspect of his elbow, but no paresthesia to the fingers. Period. This maneuver was entirely negative on the right. Period. He had positive Tenel sign at the left medial epicondyle, but this was negative on the right. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. He remained in his sweatpants, limiting proximal visualization and pinprick testing. The rest of that section is normal. Spine cervical. Range of motion was full in all spheres, but flexion elicited tenderness. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres without tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 9/10/20, Brandon Lopez was injured doing various work activities. Period. Per your cover letter, he was swinging a pickaxe. Period. He currently related he was shoveling clay off of shelves in a cage. Period. He also, in the documentation, gave a history of lifting some sheet metal earlier that day. Period. He was seen at MedExpress on 9/10/20 and initiated on conservative care. Period. He was seen at another urgent care on 10/3/20. Period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr. Period. Cervical spine MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Lopez then accepted a cervical epidural injection with partial relief. Period. Dr. Barr then referred him to Dr. Mager for a second neurosurgical opinion. Period. He had Mr. Lopez continue with conservative measures. Period. As of 6/15/21, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph of the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the upper extremities, including the shoulder, elbow, and hand. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical spine, but flexion elicited tenderness. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy on the right and the left. Period. New paragraph, there is 5%. Permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of cervical sprain with at least 2-level disc herniation, some of which was pre-existing, and radicular complaints. Period. End.